in-betweens, the everything in-betweens.
Mm-hmm.
Another episode of the Pleasant Party Podcast. I am your host, Charlotte Warren.
Mm-hmm.
It's Wednesday? Yeah, it's Wednesday. I like your nails. Annabelle, you look different. What'd you do?
Well, you want to know what I did? First of all, my nails. I did teal and magenta because I've been really obsessed with teal and magenta lately. Just because like the 90s craze of teal and magenta, like those two pigments, those two colors were like so huge in the 90s. It was like the discovery of them.
Ooh.
And I was just thinking about it a lot. So I really wanted to get some of that. All right. And then I got new hair, brand new hair.
Yeah, it's long.
Oh, it's so long. It's 24 inches and I'm hiding it in braids right now because it needs help. But gorgie. It's so long,
so
dude.
Long.
I
couldn't even fathom having hair that long. Could you like sit on it if you wanted to?
Yeah, definitely. But the thing is it like, so first of all, I don't know if y'all know this about extensions.
Yeah.
It's, I'm pretty sure. I'm too scared to ask my hairdresser. I'm pretty sure it's like hair from the drain in like Bangladesh.
Oh, I was gonna say it's hair from Russian prisoners.
No. I see that's the thing. I don't think it's like exploitative. It's gross to think about. It's super gross to think that like they're pulling it out of the drains, but like when you see the process of how they do it and clean it and like whatever, it like makes sense. And it's not, yeah, you're not shaving the head of somebody who grew all of this hair naturally. It's hair that's falling out and it's in the drain.
Yeah.
Isn't that gross?
That is wild.
But
yeah, it's long.
Blonde,
it's long.
Blonde,
it's long. Like my hair, I haven't colored or done my hair in over since October of 2023.
Like, wow. Just letting
your hair
grow.
Yeah. And so like now it's at a point where it's like ombre-ish looking. For anyone who's like just listening to this, sorry, this is a very visual portion of
the
podcast.
I know, I'm sorry, I'm trying to describe
but, like
things
it looks like now it looks like a natural ombre. For there was a period of time where it was like a very harsh cut off that I was like it fucking sucks.
But yes, health and wellness. 2025 is all about health and
more
wellness.
Natural, a little bit of money I can save every couple of months.
Yeah. And then I just got out of the craziest session I've ever had with my psychic.
Oh, how's that going?
I feel insane right now. I literally feel so insane right now.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh. We did so much chakra work. We talked.
Wait, did she shock you?
Chakra.
What's a chakra?
A chakra. You have your chakras that go from like the base of your pelvis. Chakra. C-H-A-K-R-A. And there's like the rainbow. Have you ever seen that? Like the person meditating and there's like, the, you have like your sacral chakra. You have your whatever. Your throat chakra, your third eye, and your no, it's something inside of you. It's like a,
it's not
jewel.
A physical thing that you hold.
No, no. It's just locations in your body going up, and certain ones like represent certain where certain things like sit in your body. She did like a birth chart reading, which is so cool. She'll pull up, she has it saved, and she'll pull it up, and she can look at my birth chart right now, like where planets are right now and how it's conjuncting, how it's like triggering my chart and like what I'm going through. As some people may know, some may not, when you like you go through your Saturn return like every 30 years, roughly every 30 years, and your Saturn return, it's I think it's when like that's how long it takes Saturn to go from where it was when you were born to all the way back around the sun and to where it is now.
Interesting.
And it's like a huge transformational period. So when people turn like 28, 29, 30, they go through their Saturn return. It's like
that's
a really big...
I think I heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
The most brutal painting in the world that I think is so fascinating? Saturn devouring his sun,
which is such a fascinating one. That was actually, it's by Francisco de Goya.
There's a few of them
whom I love. Yes. There's a Rubens one that's stunning. That's like my favorite one ever. I love Rubens. But no, it's the one by Goya is the one like that was painted on the wall in his like black paintings. He was going through it. He was like going through some shit, and he was just like I think he was like starting to go blind and whatever. And so he's painting on his walls, and it's actually not specifically Saturn devouring his son. That was that description was prescribed way later when these paintings were discovered. At the time it was just like he had all these scary paintings and it's just supposed to be a man eating another man. And we just decided that it's Saturn devouring his son. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. Who is your favorite artist, by the way? I've never really
actually that's so funny because Rubens is off the top of my head favorite of all time, because I have like favorites from every era and I could go on forever about this. I'm not kidding. I would love to have like an art history podcast of my own because I love it so much. But probably like Rubens, just based on aesthetic and technical skill. And I just, he does, like, if you look at a Rubens painting, I love how he does like muscles. He'll just put like a million muscles into someone, that muscles that like almost don't even exist. Mm-hmm. And like it'll be like a shirtless, like rippling, crazy muscled man. And this color of his skin is like rainbow. Like if you look at it, it's like rainbow colors reflecting off of their skin. He has one painting called The Massacre of the Innocents. It's like the scariest painting I've ever seen.
That one's fucked up. Yeah.
I love that. The Innocents. It's a huge painting. Yeah. Very, very detailed. Yeah, I love Rubens.
Fuck, we gotta have. There's like a. It's like who is it? Is it Christus? It's there's like one where it's like a. Is it history podcast where it's like one person's the history person, the other's a dumb one, and it's like they do it.
Oh, very interesting.
The dumb one. Who's the best artist who is alive and working today, in your opinion? Any medium.
Wow. The best?
Like alive and still working and producing new work, not like in the nursing home at this point.
Oh, man. Shoot. There's one famous one that comes to mind, and it's funny because he is still working, I believe, mm-hmm. but he is slowly becoming more and more incapacitated and unable to work. Mm-hmm. His name's Chuck something.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck something, I can't remember. But he used to do these like gorgeous big portrait paintings, and then he was diagnosed with something or became paralyzed. He's got some stuff. He's got a big painting in like LACMA or the Broad and like other modern art museums. And as he started to become unable to like use his hands and arms, he started doing like these mosaic paintings where he would just basically do circles and then it would create a larger image. And then he started, I think now he probably needs help from people to do them, like as a disabled artist, which is so interesting because my friend Jonah is a disabled artist as well. And he has, you know, like he basically just like dictates that paint. Put it down and then like rolls over it with his wheels. So it is a really interesting like method. I mean, the best artist and like my favorite artists are two very different things.
Yeah.
I don't think Frida Kahlo was a particularly spectacular artist, but she's one of my favorites. Because as a folk artist, she's so interesting. And I don't think that you can separate art from the artist. I do not believe in that with the visual arts. I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
I think your story is imbued in your work.
Yeah. I love hearing from art, like about from.
Oh,
art. Like,
I love so, it so much.
We gotta like
this year. I'm all about like and I just had this conversation with my psychic, but like I'm all about just not limiting myself at all. If you like, follow your intuition, follow your heart, follow your dreams. Who's stopping you? Literally, who's stopping you? Who's telling you no?
Exactly.
No one. No one. You have free will.
Yeah. Free will is a beautiful thing.
I love free will. I didn't discover it until I was like 24.
I'm gonna miss TikTok so much. Like, it's literally like I've been in such denial. Like, I've just been hoping that someone's gonna step in.
Well, 1 hour ago, literally 1 hour ago.
Well, there keeps being murmurs that like delays or like someone. Because like I could just see like we're about to, you know, have a new like the inauguration day is a few days away. Like, if anyone's gonna pull some sort of political thing out of their hat at the last minute.
Yeah.
For something that so many people are so invested in on every area of the political spectrum, like they would wait until the last minute. And I've just been like in such denial.
It's crazy. And like, we'll have to discuss too, like directionally where.
Well, I've told everyone where to go. Like, I feel like people, I have a friendly TikTok audience that's like, we'll follow you wherever you go.
Red Note? Are you on Red Note?
Not yet.
Get on Red Note!
I gotta get on Red Note.
Okay, I'm on there.
Any dating in 2025 thoughts for that you'd like to share with the world? Any romantic relationship New Year's resolutions?
Well,
for yourself or just like things that you think should be left in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, there's my ideas of things I feel we just had the full moon and I've been really feeling in my woo-woo type shit, you know? And my boyfriend as well has been, like, just working so hard to change his life. And, you know, we're adopting healthy habits. Yeah, I'm drinking a beer right now, of course, but he's been sober all month. And
love it.
And he's, like, so focused. And I'm just so proud of him. And he's just, like, so open and interested. And, like, when I talk to him about, you know, global issues that I care about, he listens.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I have ever had that in a man. Where
he's
like
so he is very
sweet. He's so sweet.
Like dude. I know he's a private person. We have kept Mr. Annabelle very secret. But he's I really do like him a lot.
He's so wonderful. And so on the full moon, I told him, I was like, we're going to do a full moon ritual. I hope you're okay with that. And he totally participated.
Did you get a drum or something?
No. We did candles, intentions. We wrote down affirmations, and then you write down at the end, like, I release everything that stands in the way of me achieving this. And then we folded up the pieces of paper, went up to the top of my parking garage with two glasses of water, and we covered them with like saran wrap. It has to be clear so the moon can get in. And you put the piece of paper under the glass and you leave it overnight. And then the next morning we went up there and we drank them. You drink your intentions. And he was so down. I love him so much. And he didn't make fun of me. He was so like.
I feel like the thing that I love about Buddy is he would make fun of that so much.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And that's so much a highlight right now.
Absolutely. But it's like, who's it hurting? And also,
who's it hurting? I'm not going to yuck your yum.
Who's it hurting?
I'm just like, it's kind of, it's not hurting anyone.
It's not hurting anyone.
No, it makes me happy. Whatever. Yeah.
It's not like doing too much, you know. It's not doing too much work.
No, you're not doing. You're not making anyone dance on a street corner.
No,
it's kind of.
It's manifesting.
You went up to your rooftop. You saw a good view.
Yeah.
You drank some water.
Affirmation. You drank water, which is so good for you.
Good for you. Yeah.
It was charged by the moon, but.
Yes, it was outside for several hours on a roof.
Yes, yes, that's so real. So I don't know. I think 2025 really like what I would hope for everyone. Is, yeah, I guess you find someone that doesn't yuck your yum, that yums your yum, that doubles down on your yum.
Puts salted caramel on top of your ice cream.
Yes.
Which is already yummy.
Yummy.
It was a stupid little. Is not saving phone numbers a red flag? Was on a third date and saw the most recent message I'd sent on the lock screen showing the sender as my phone number. When I asked why I wasn't saved as a contact, the response was, well, you have to earn that. Red flag or no?
Well, here's the thing. I agree with him. I wouldn't say it's a red flag because
it doesn't specify
it.
Gender for this one.
Okay. So let's just,
let's go gender neutral and see if there's a double standard in any way here.
Okay. Well,
start gender neutral.
If it was a him, mm-hmm. I would agree with him. So that's already crossing the gender line. I think it's maybe not super polite to say that out loud, to be mm-hmm. like, well, you have to earn that mm-hmm. is a red flag to say that, but mm-hmm. to not save the number because it somewhat needs to be earned by like a feeling, an affection, something mm-hmm. I think that's very legitimate.
Yeah.
I think that's totally real. Like mm-hmm. I think, yeah, if he was like, well, you have to earn it. Ew, shut up. Wrong response. But
I think there's a jokey way to say that that's kind of funny, that also like kind of plays on the joke. Because like you hear that like as like a meme almost of like, oh, you got to earn that. Like if someone's yeah. saying that in a clearly jokey, self-aware
yes.
way.
Yes, 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 definitely. But I definitely have done it and will do it. And
so I'm so guilty of that. And
yeah.
My thing is,
have you ever been called out for it?
Yes. So my
what
thing.
Do you do?
So my thing is, I don't like to save people without like their last, like my mom is in our, like my phone is Barb Warren, because I do not like nicknames. I like first name, last name.
Ah, she's real Mom Warren. Mom Warren in mine.
Barb Warren, mom, like whatever. Uh-huh. But like, so if I only like when I would be like when I was single and dating and I would just have a first name,
mm-hmm.
they like it would probably be like, you know, date 2, 3, 4 when I would find out a last name. Like,
okay.
And so it would be, you know, and part of that would also incorporate, like, is this person going to be around for a while? Like, but like,
also, if
it was
you,
mostly like, yeah, I don't want to have like Bob,
right.
no last name in my
right,
phone.
Right. I think also there's a difference too. Like if it's somebody that you met on the internet
mm-hmm.
before you met them in real life,
mm-hmm.
like it probably takes longer to save a name mm-hmm. to a number. Like
yeah.
if it's like, oh, you gave me your number on Hinge and now I'm just texting a number, mm-hmm. like I'm not saving the name for a while until
yeah.
I've like met you. I think it might be different meeting someone in person, having mm-hmm. a connection and like saving their phone number.
Yeah, because like I'll get like what even just in other regular stuff, like if I get shared like a contact, that's one thing. Or if I meet someone, mm-hmm. it's like it's established, like they're, I know them through friends, like, you know, whatever, I'm finally getting their number,
yeah.
no big deal. If it's like a salesperson for a work-related thing that texts me, I'm not putting that mm-hmm. person in my phone, even if I have the last name. Or but like if it's like a random person that like hasn't established themselves as like a person who's gonna stay in my phone.
Yeah.
It's like a way of just, I don't know, keeping things organized. Like so much about, like I get so many random stupid fucking texts, and like a big problem with why I like sometimes don't respond to people is because things just get pushed down the screen. And so like,
yeah.
It's just
totally, I know,
a housekeeping thing.
The same thing that you have, the like struggle to respond to people. I have that so badly as well. It's like it takes so much energy out of me to do to be proactive about something like that, to be like, oh, I'm and I think there are some people that are much more proactive about it, much more like when someone texts you, you respond. I first thing that comes to mind is your best friend Ashley, my best friend B, and like they
most
are
responsive
both
people ever,
responsive people, like wonderful people, and it builds their community, like they build their community for the better for it. I just
they
like
have more, Ashley has way more friends than I do.
Dude, and I feel like I'm just missing that gene because I...
Well, for me, like, if someone sends me... I'll get the text message, I'll see it, I'll say, I want to, like, give this a response that deserves, like, you know, my full thought, my full heart, but it's 10 o'clock in the morning and I've got work to do. And then I put my phone down, bing, 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 throughout the day, random stuff from, MeUndies sending promo codes and blah, blah, blah. And then that number goes down the screen. It drops down the screen and it's...
Dude, we were not meant to
be... We weren't meant to have phones. We were meant to be hunter-gatherers.
We were meant to be...
Field forest...
Neanderthals. Can I tell you what I... Yes. I saved my... So, the night that I met Daniel... Mm-hmm. And this, I think, like, will help because with most people... I don't, you know, you meet them and you save their number, you don't save their number, whatever. But with Daniel, somebody who I like immediately knew I liked, immediately knew I cared about, saved his name and phone number, and then I took his phone and I saved my name in his phone.
I've always been guilty of doing that, like
as Annabelle, and then with the bride emoji.
Oh!
The night I met him. Night I met him, for him, I let him pick his emoji.
Yeah.
And because I was like, no, I'm dead serious about this right now.
Totally.
And I think, if you're not super serious about it, you're less likely to save their name.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is an indicator, really, that, like, you don't stand out that much in his mind.
Well, I also think, like, I think that, you know, you have to earn that is way less of a red flag than like, oh, I don't know, and stumbling over it and like dodging the subject.
Yeah, see,
like,
and that's what I'll do. If somebody,
I think, you have to like, depends on how it's said. But like, if it's someone who's like saying it, because it's like, there's the meme for it where it's like, you know, and I think there's sort of this like weird, like if a guy, like I feel like there's sort of this double standard. Like it's like, I feel like women can maybe more get away with saying that.
Totally, like, totally. But, because if somebody confronts me, it's like, why don't you have my number saved? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, well, what happened to me was with and I don't know why I hadn't yet, but I hadn't saved Buddy's mom's name in my phone.
Okay.
And like Buddy looks out, he's like, "You haven't saved my mom's number?" And
oh,
I was like,
"I don't think I've saved Daniel's mom's number." Oh.
But I felt so called out, and like it really wasn't like, I don't even know why I hadn't, like it was like she'd sent, it was really like when I first got her, like she sent me something,
a brief
after the
conversation
fact.
Yeah,
it's which, not, but like it's like the idea is like, you know, that's someone that should, that you plan to have, like, in your life for a while, but is in my life for a while, so I like felt, but it didn't even occur to me. So it's like sometimes things are
but
just weird,
totally
slipped
something
my mind,
for him
like,
to be like, oh, why haven't you, and then for you to be like, oh, like, damn, like I'm sorry, like
and that's what I
that
said
was me,
and I did it immediately kind of, but like I felt like he was kind of like, you know, what's going, like you haven't saved my mom's I saved your parents right away, like oh fuck.
Interesting.
Uncomfortable mailbag? With sexual history.
Okay, mailbag.
I hate the term body count, but that is kind of, we're calling it sexual partners because no one's having sex with dead people, body, which is what bodies are.
All right. Uncomfortable with sexual history. I recently went on a first date with a man, age 34, met on Hinge, that left me feeling uncertain. His profile had all the qualities I typically look for, and it seemed like we had a lot in common, so a right swipe was a no-brainer. The conversation was pleasant, and we set up a date pretty quickly for a few days later. No weird red flags from the profile or early conversations. The date itself, wine bar, started pretty strong too, and was pretty normal with topics discussed. Family, work, where we grew up, all standard stuff. Nothing about this conversation was in any way sexual. After about 2 hours of talking and sharing wine, we started to wrap up to head our separate ways. But just as we were, my date said he had to tell me something important. revealing that he wanted to let me know he'd had just over 140 sex partners in his lifetime total, in case it was a problem, putting that in air quotes. He didn't elaborate. He didn't elaborate, and the tone felt matter of fact. It didn't feel like he was apologizing, but it didn't feel like he was trying to brag either. Also not sure if he was trying to be subtle. I was pretty stunned, as the statement seemed so out of the blue for such a normal date with a normal seeming person. All I could say was, thanks for letting me know. I don't have that many, before we said our goodbyes. Looking back, I wish I'd asked for the story behind it. But as I said, I was too stunned to speak. It's been 2 days, and I'm not sure how I feel about this revelation. I've never really thought to care about others' sexual past. But honestly, that's because most average people, like me and the type of people I date, generally haven't had that crazy of a sex life or been with that many people, at least compared to this guy, which tends to get revealed later on. I'd never think anyone would have zero. Most people I know definitely have 10 plus or even 20 plus. And I've definitely dated guys who probably had 40 plus partners, and it wasn't an issue. Most seems to be college/early 20s, and we're talking about people in their 30s. This isn't an issue of me believing people who have had casual sex or many partners to be incapable of healthy monogamous relationship. I know many now coupled people as a whole, men, women, gay, straight, who had a wild time in their younger years, who prove otherwise. People grow up. All that said, while I never considered myself a prude, and hate how judgy this sounds, 140 is a lot. I can't personally fathom how someone could meet and get connected enough to 140 people to be with them sexually and vice versa, even casually, unless some sort of alternative lifestyle involvement in sex work, producer or consumer, or something else along those lines was happening at some point. And while I'm a big believer in the past doesn't matter unless it affects the present, there's a lot of variables involved when we're talking about 140 people. I don't see a way where there's no unfinished business, lasting effect, and continued relationships or current/semi-recent partners when you have that large of a number. I'm really looking to find my person and be in a serious monogamous relationship in the near future, and can't help but assume that his number is a sign he's looking for something very different than I am. Anyway, hoping to get some thoughts related specifically to this date where everything else seemed normal. Oh, it's blocked a little bit. I can't really read the rest.
I'll finish it. Okay. Where everything else seemed normal. So is it worth a chance? As well as in general regarding a potential partner's romantic history, as this experience has made me think a bit. Is this a fair thing to care about? And how could I express concern or even reject him over this in a way that wouldn't come off as too judgy? How would I ask for more information if I choose to this far after a date?
Okay. First thoughts. Mm-hmm. Assuming he's telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Assuming this is true and it's not just like him negging, the red flag more immediately than the number is the fact that he knows the number. You are journaling at that point. You are journaling and keeping note.
Yeah, you're notch on the bedpost person.
That's fucking weird. That's weird to me.
Because the thing is, for me, like, it's that is a hot, like, that would be a number that if it were to like come across my lap, I'd be like.
You're losing count. You lose count after a certain, like, you're not paying attention.
Yeah, that's the thing. Most of the very sexually active people I know, like, they can ballpark it, but they're not like, it is, you know, this amount. I mean, 140, that is a rounded number, so maybe it's 142. I don't fucking know. But, like,
he said just over 140.
So, yeah. And I also, like, it's just, yeah, like, it's how he's communicating it. Like, it's just very, like, to me, that would feel like if someone has some sort of, like, confessional style bombshell thing to drop on you at the end of the date, like, just so you know, like, I would almost feel like it's a precursor to something else. Like, is this, like, a dip the toe in the water, like, come join my sex cult or something? Like,
yes.
With no other context, like, just so you know, it's like, why does this, I don't know, like.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. It's weird for a man to just kind of have that many, like, random volunteer, yeah, like, random or connections.
Just decide to volunteer that at the end of the day. Like, it's like, it's, yeah, like, it makes me it's a weird comp, like, because it's not like, I feel like people are gonna get like hung up on like the number, because the number like by itself like would make me,
yeah, like, sure,
but like it wouldn't usually, the person with 140 sexual partners or something even remotely that high or like halfway there isn't saying like, you know, by the way, I got a high number. It's like you just kind of realize based on the stories that they tell you that this person, you know, maybe they're the town bicycle a little bit, like, I don't know.
I think that the writer of this email did the funniest thing that you could possibly do.
What?
Which say, is like, basically be like,
thank you for telling me.
I don't have that many. See you later. Like, no further questions. Did not ask him to elaborate. Don't care. Well, to not be fair, interested.
She's it's thinking so about it. Funny. She wrote us a letter, though. She told us. But like, I probably would do the same thing. Like, side note, if she does want to follow up with this person, I think this is just, there's something weird here because people.
He's not normal. Whatever he was presenting in that date where you felt like, oh, this is a relatively normal person.
There's something in that. No. It's not like just that he's got 140 sexual partners, whatever. It's like, there's probably something in that 140 that's like not what you're looking for. Like it's more of a correlation causation thing. Because there is something to be said for like, it's not the number, but like 140 sex partners, like that's not, you know, 140 relationships. Like there's some, I don't know.
Is it giving straight even? Like it's kind of 140 sexual partners sounds like you're really not turning anything down.
No. Like there's, like, that's the thing. That's why I said like, you know, there's something like swaps, like,
I'm like, there's no way 140 women are just down.
What is the, of people that you actually know in your personal life, mm-hmm. what is the highest, I hate the term, but number of sexual partners that you are aware of out of people you know personally, not people you've seen do interviews. What is the highest?
So, okay, I knew this guy in college and you knew him too.
I know who you're talking about.
And you knew him too. He was in a frat and he had a party when he hit his number 100. And this man was, I believe, 21 or 22.
I know who this person, I was introduced
to
this
person. Do we even want to know what he's up to?
I don't want to know what he's up to. He had blue hair.
Very scared of what he might be up to.
I'm actually, we should make sure he's not dead.
Honestly, he was like so
people
fried.
He was friends with her, yeah.
Yeah, 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 totally. Yeah. He's like lost people. Yeah, I mean, he was a frat boy, but it was like, he was so fried every day, all the time. Like, it's almost like, how did you keep track? Because I know you were drunk for a lot of those.
Well, I think a lot of it too was like, because I've met people where I know someone who's told me they were close to 100 and then they met their now husband, you know, a woman, and like, I don't, people that high, like, and I'm not going to, you know, judge anybody, but like, when you get that high, like, there's at least a few threesomes involved or some swaps or like, you know, there's like a little bit more of like a fluid nature to, like, there is that correlation cause. This listener is not wrong. Like,
sure. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I had certain years.
Yeah.
2023 was a dark year for me, a very single year for me. So it's like, you know, I think in between, like in periods of like pain and trauma and whatever, you're going through stuff.
I feel like, but I'm like, a pain and trauma number is like, it's not, it's definitely not zero, but it's not 140.
And you're also not bragging about it.
That too. Yes. Exactly.
If this happened out of pain, you're definitely not being like, oh, by the way.
Well, that's why it's like, I feel like it's sort of like getting the feet wet. Like, I would do a Google search on this guy.
Yeah.
I would I would take the picture that you saw on like Hinge,
smart,
screenshot it and put it in a PIMEYES.com.
Okay. Oh.
Upload that picture and we'll show you any picture on the internet. Like, that would be one of those, like, and I think to take things more seriously, like, I'm not going to judge this person. I really don't like to judge, like, whatever sexual history people have. But, like, I think if someone reveals some sort of bombshell thing like that, especially at the end of the day, they have acknowledged already it's a bombshell. Like, you did not lose the opportunity to ask about it just because, like, you were caught off guard on what to say. I would probably say something like, if someone was like, everything's normal, by the way, I have 140 sexual partners, I'd be like, I don't. Cool. Good for you. Like, how the fuck? Like, where? Like, why? Like, why would that? Like, I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess. Like, I know. Like, why that could be a problem. But like, why has this been a problem for you in the past? Like, I don't know. Like,
and what kind of reaction are you hoping for?
Yeah.
Do, like, you want to see the shock in someone's eyes, or are you hoping that they'll be like, oh yeah, I don't care, I've had just as many.
Huh. I don't know. Like, because I'm also like, is this a person, like, there's an angle of it where, because that's the thing too, is like, most other weird revelations, like, because, like, I know men are like, men are fixers a lot of times. Like, so if they have, you know, a dating situation that goes south and, you know, woman says, I didn't like that you didn't clean your room, or some, or just something, like, gives a tangible reason, like, that guy's going to say, okay, like, I'm going to fix that for the next time. Like, I'm going to go and, like, do this. If there's something kind of weird in mind, it's like, oh, I'm going to go get ahead of it with the next person. Like, you know, by the way, like, I don't know if this will bother you, but that is for things that aren't, like, if this person's had 140 sexual partners, like, you know, when you were on number 70, like, no one told you anything there. Like, it's just weird. Like, if it was something like, oh yeah, like, I don't like that you live with your parents or something like that, like, and you're like, the average guy isn't with 140 women. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's also, yeah, definitely, like, I don't know. I feel like this listener wouldn't have written this long of an email if, like, it felt like total bullshit, but it does feel like, you know, like the alpha dom on TikTok or whatever, saying he's like slept with Victoria's Secret models.
Yes.
I don't know.
And then he's been paying women to, like, be in his videos. Is that how you're talking?
Yeah. Like, so it's definitely higher. Like, that's the other thing too, is like, there's the correlation causation thing. Like, is this a person who's been hiring escorts? Like,
yeah.
You know, 140 is also just like an obscure number. I feel like it's a porn star number is like 1,000 or something, or like, I don't even know what that, like, I have no.
But a porn star, that's also,
they're not like, by the way, I've had 140 sexual partners.
True. But there also is some record of the number for you to just be like, 140. Mm-hmm. It's like, girl, you're whipping out your diary after? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like, it would make me wonder, like, is there a sex addiction? Is there a, I don't know, like, something, there's a, it's not like the number, it's like the correlation causation. Sex addiction, are they into poly swinging stuff? Like, if you're a monogamous person, you're probably not into that. Like, it's also like, I wouldn't reach out to this person just based on curiosity, because I would be like, just naturally curious, like, how the fuck, like, normal person, like, clear, like, not a,
I feel like at that point I'd be like, okay, so we're just gonna be friends, right? Because I need to ask you questions.
Yeah, because, like, that would be me too. Like, I would have questions, but, like, I would want to make it very clear, I do not want to be a number 141.
Certainly not, because I think at that point you're it doesn't feel special, it doesn't feel personal, it doesn't feel like, how, you know, how much connection, like, now you're competing with 140 people.
Well, like, because I do, like, I think I've known people where it's like, they have numbers that maybe are half that, but that's not the 70 isn't zero, but I know people where it's like, they're like, oh, you know, back in the day, and they, like, you know, kind of ballpark their experience there, like, male, female. A lot of times those people end up together, like, they were both like the social chair of their frat or sorority, and they just kind of get it, and they have a very, like, happy, lovely relationship. Like, they're in a city that has nothing to do with, you know, whoever, like, wherever they went to college, you know, people that, you know, maybe have something, like, people start having something to lose, like, past partners that, you know, maybe are still trying to show up in the peripheral. They get their own, you know, partner, or they get married to somebody, like, they're not going to try and hit up old exes. Like, those things do fade away, and people do end up in, like, healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. People grow up. But, like, I don't know, but those people aren't saying, I had 70 sex partners. They're like, oh, back in my, like, they talk like a, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, it's weird.
Yes.
It's not just the number thing. It's just like the.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Do you believe in sex addiction? You think that's real?
I think you can be addicted to anything.
Really?
I think you can be, like, people have technology addictions, like, they can't put their phone down. People have gambling addictions. Yeah,
that's,
like,
true. Some kind of behavioral.
There is obviously, like, a very, you know, chemical feeling people get from having sex. You know, people, you know, there's no, like, gambling. Like, I feel like there's a high there. And, like, there are, like, you know, sex addiction also sounds like the person who's just like, I'm so horny, I need to have sex right now. That is not a sex addict. A sex addict is like, I will pay a homeless person to go behind a dumpster right now.
Oh,
it's like,
really?
When you read about, like, I felt like so, like, weird reading it. Like, if someone,
oh my God, I need to read about this. Okay.
Yeah. If someone told me they had a sex addiction, I would, I don't know.
It's like some, yeah, it's not just like, let me see who addictions. I can pull at the bar. And
no, it's like, I will have sex with that homeless person. Yeah.
And that's like part of it. Is it like I'm desperate for anyone, or is it like I want to experience?
I will have to like look it up, because I think it comes like kind of like, you know, any addiction, it comes in all shapes and sizes, I would say. But like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because I know this girl who's always posting on her close friends about her ex. Mm-hmm. I love a messy close friends girly. But she was just talking about how, like, her ex, she was trying to help him, paid for a therapist for his sex addiction and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, he has a problem, but I don't think it's like a... he can't like go to rehab for it. Like, I think he just wants to cheat.
Yeah, because there's like just... people, it's like, I want to cheat. I'm so sick in the head. Like, I'm so sick in the head of sex addiction.
No, like, I think he's like a bad guy.
He's just a bad person. Like,
sex addiction. Yeah.
Like, a sex addiction, I think, is like very, like, I don't know. There was some like Lifetime documentary on those. Like, porn addictions. Like, I have zero experience with, like I've seen 10 minutes of porn if I were to really add it up in my entire life. I can't get past like the like oily stuff and the weird piercings. Like, I just don't find it attractive. Like, I would rather find like a good sex scene from a good movie or a good book.
Interesting. Interesting.
I just find porn people just unattractive.
Yeah. The
bad acting. Like, yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah. Like, you want to drop the cream off.
Disbelief to it, where it's like, there's, you know, that these people are acting. You know that they're famous actors and they're getting paid to do this and they're cut and put. I kind of almost don't understand how people get addicted to it, but I know that it's real. And I know some people who have had partners that were.
I just like,
scary.
What was that like one podcast where, like, the one that's like the porn star ones, and then they have, they all like, they record a threesome video afterward with like Adam.
Isn't that No Jumper?
No, it's the other one. It's like it's the host of the No Jumper one
with his wife.
Lena the butt plug.
Yeah. I know people that have been on that show. I know several people that have been on that show.
Well, they have more than 140.
I've had two people that have, multiple people that have been on that show.
They have more than 146 partners.
Dude, crazy. Yeah. That guy sucks. Adam 22.
He says the phrase high value man. I think that's fucking stupid.
Dude, he's a bitch. I actually was watching, do you know Channel 5 News? With Andrew Callahan. He used to do All Gas, No Breaks.
Okay.
But he's like an indie journalist now. He's just gone in this really interesting direction where he's like a super indie journalist. Mm. And
that's the thing. It was supposed to be a hip hop thing.
It was a hip hop thing. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so he would have on people from like freaking O Block from Chicago. Mm. And he would basically be like, so, what is this line in your song about blah, blah, blah? Like, this very specific drama that causes violence and homicide or whatever. And then he would have been the last person to interview that guy before that guy got shot. And it happened several times. Oh, and so, like, Andrew Callahan's asking him, like, do you think that you might have... You think you might have
like
put your freaking thumb like, where it doesn't belong, like pretty much. And he's like, no, I just do it, you know. DJ Academics too, dumb idiot. But
I've always wondered, like, you know, like sometimes you come up with like a nickname about like a weird person that's like a walking trope. Like, you probably don't know this person that well, but it's like a person that maybe makes you bump into him at a party. It's like, oh, who's that guy? Like, they do a weird thing, and then you and your friends are like, the fucking hot dog guy. Like, what the fuck is up with him? You never actually get to know him
or whatever. Yeah,
they become like a tropey person. I want to know what, like, and you make up a little nickname for him, and then you're just like, oh, what are they up to? You like find, you set, you screenshot whatever they're up to on Instagram. Like, what are they fucking doing?
I
know I am that person for a few people. I want to know what my nicknames are. Or maybe I don't, but
I know sometimes against my better judgment, I will look through like the people who have watched my story, which at times has been as high as 3,000. Usually it's around 1,000 people, 1,200 that like watch my story, which is a shitload and so scary to think about, that I'm just like announcing to a freaking amphitheater of 1,200 people the dumbass thoughts I have. But sometimes I'll look through and I'm like, oh,
I just look at the
my
you know,
middle
don't
school
follow,
teacher like, or whatever. Like,
doesn't
what?
Follow, but like came across. Like, yeah. I'm just like, those are people who are here with intention. Either someone's sharing things and it landed on their
that
desk.
That don't follow you back. Dude, I have a lot of like your friends yeah, from like, middle school, high school randomly.
If they
that
like, if
there.
Someone follows me, it's no big deal. Like, usually I'm someone who follows back. If I recognize a person, I see. Like it's like Facebook friend request to me, like whatever, I'll follow you into the dark until you don't follow me, then I block you forever. I'm not anybody's fan unless you're an actual celebrity,
but that's the thing, like I don't know anything about these people's lives. I just, they know a lot about mine. If they're watching my stories, they know a lot about my life. I put it all on there.
Oh my god. One of my friends is finally viral on TikTok right now. It's so funny. You got to see this like video. Okay, so his whole thing was like, why do poly people always look like that? Oh, that's true. So he didn't say anything mean. He just said like that. And like everyone else filled in the joke. And it was funny because there were a lot of poly people who like stitched it. They're like, what do you mean? And they like are self-aware and they're being funny about it. Like, there were some people who also like were just like, I'm going to have fun with this and just give like a genuine explanation. Like a lot of times it's like, you know, like X-Band kit, like there. So it's just
totally
that's how they like, communicate everything they're excited about. Totally. Like, you know, the band kids that were all like hooking up with each other.
Right.
They grew into become poly people.
Yeah. Well, sorry, but I think to be in a polycule is a very alternative lifestyle.
Exactly.
So you probably look pretty alternative already. Like you probably it was probably a long road of like alternative style and culture until you got to that point.
Yeah.
Cause at this point, polycules have laws. They have politics.
Have we talked about the platonic polycules?
No.
Oh my God. So there was something where it was like someone put a comment on one of my like TikToks where it was like, they're talking about poly stuff. Like, I'll get that. And I'm like, you know, that's a you thing. Like, I'm like, whatever, like, I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum. But they're like, oh yeah, like something about like a platonic, like my platonic polycule. I'm like a fucking friend group, like.
But they live together usually, right?
But they're like, no, but like they got so upset when I was like, you know, a platonic polycule. I said, you mean a fucking
mean
a friend group, your friends. Like, no, it's other poly people, but we're not in the same romantic polycule. Like, we don't hook up with each other, but they're poly people, and poly people need to know who all the other poly people are so they feel safe.
It sounds like it's probably like a. I think people are a little bit obsessed with creating like kind of an exclusive community where they feel only understood by the people within it. Like, I think, they probably feel different from everyone else. They feel different from just having friends. And so they're like, I need to have some way to describe this or explain it.
Everyone wants to put things into, they want to be a thing, like just like how everything is, everyone's a narcissist.
It's interesting to put it into its own box, but I can see why there are key differences.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
But poly relationships are just what do they call it? There's like the favorite.
Oh, the main chick?
It's like the main chick, essentially. But somebody was talking about it with like the fires, and they were just saying like how like, oh, the LA fires, like that's going to really expose who the favorite is among like the polycules because of like how you act within those. Like it ruins polycules because suddenly everybody realizes who the favorite is. Because
everything's on fire, and then people realize these stupid little labels don't fucking matter.
Who do I
little,
care about more?
Your social system's fucking stupid. I don't know. There's one more little. Well, do you want to read the last little? It's a short one.
Sure. I also was watching a documentary about the FLDS yesterday, last night.
You know what documentary I liked? If you haven't seen it yet, it's on Hulu. If we're hanging out after this, we should just totally watch it. It's like the Jerry Falwell and like his wife's like their thing with the pool boy.
Oh, I started that one.
Oh my God.
I started that one. I haven't finished it though. how to signal that you are not vanilla without turning the conversation too sexual. I'm pretty vanilla presenting, very feminine, no alternative lifestyle feel to me. I don't show a lot of skin, am non-promiscuous, etc. I'm looking for a serious long-term relationship, and I want a really passionate sex life, ideally with someone who is kinky and would like to sub for me. I don't date casually. I don't ever hook up with guys or plan to. What are some ideas for how I can subtly signal to men on Bumble that I am looking for a sub without turning the interaction too sexual?
I don't know about that. You don't use the... If you want to have...
A sub is sexual, is it not?
It is. So, like, I think there's, like, a conundrum with people who have these maybe alternative lifestyles or sexual preferences where, like, they want to use a mainstream dating app. And, like, the idea is, like, they would like to have their... want to make sure someone's on board with these crazy preferences for if and when they're in a relationship. Like, they don't want to scare the person off 3 months down the road when they're finally ready to have sex or whatever. But until then, they want to have a normal dating experience.
Yeah.
But, like, to a person who doesn't understand... It's like what an average person thinks of as a nudist as being. Like, a nudist will be like, it's not a sexual thing. I just like to be nude. Mm-hmm. But, like, I can't not see a nudist thing as, like, there's... they're just not going to see it the same way you do.
Right.
So either, like... The route you've got to take is, like, if you want to use those mainstream dating apps, you kind of have to go through the motions and, like, yes, you run the risk of, like, people saying this is when get to the point of sex and you're like, oh, you know, so my thing is, like, kink stuff. Like, yes, people could walk away and say that's not for me. Or, like, you got to start off, like, in a community where that's going to be.
How do you?
An app called Field that people have really said positive things about.
Really?
It's like not too weird. You know, you can kind of put your preferences as whatever. So FEELD, I think they're based out of like the Netherlands or something, but like they've made their way to the US. Like they have users on it, definitely in big cities. I know like randomly like FetLife has everything, but I know people who have been on FetLife and it's more message board style, but they find things. Like mainstream dating apps, like the average person is going to see anything sexual as like hook up quickly.
How do you hint that you are looking to peg a man? Just put a picture, one of your pictures, so as a peg.
I do think like it is something to be said, and like I don't know all of the community symbols and slogans, but like the pineapple, like, for example,
pineapple is pretty well known.
Yes.
That's pretty.
But like, if your community has something like that,
a peg leg, perhaps, a photo.
It's
got
to be widely known.
Kind of a peg.
You're talking about Peter Pan or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
If your community has an acronym.
How do you hint at a strap-on?
How do you tell someone ahead of time that you like to peg men?
Yeah,
but you want to be like you don't want to peg any men that you're not in a relationship with. Well, I have no experience in that area.
That's gonna be really complicated for you to be like, I am not a sexual person. I'm not promiscuous. I'm really not. But
There are certain tastes that I could like, but like it was just sort of I just trusted that when I got there, like that buddy would like me enough for whatever it is, and he did. Like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Granted, I don't think this is as extreme as pegging. I don't peg him.
I feel like there's got to be just like an aura to it. You have to give
that
off
too, like
an energy,
even if you look. Like there's an aura to it, like just like how the guy with 140 sexual partners didn't have that aura, so that's why it felt weird.
Yes, but it's funny because usually,
I
have come to understand, and so I find it, this isn't 100% of the time, but like oftentimes a lot of people, how they are in their daily life, they kind of want the opposite in the bedroom. Like, you know, like how it's like, have you seen Baby Girl yet?
Which one's Baby Girl? The
with
one
Nicole Kidman. It's very archetypal. So it's like, you know, she's
the CEO,
big boss,
the
CEO girly.
Once a younger man.
I mean, this movie is so freaking
silly. Is it super
silly.
H?
Huh?
Is it super horny?
It's horny.
Is it
okay. It's super horny. I went with the girls back in Ventura, which was so funny because we were all dying, crying, laughing. But of course, like they talk about it like, ooh, it's going to be so steamy and you're going to be so, oh my gosh, you're going to leave that, blah, 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 that theater feeling crazy. And it's like the movie has like a really, the plot.
It's not a plot driven movie.
Not a plot driven movie at all. And also it's like level one beginner kink. Like it's very basic.
According to kink people.
Yes.
Apparently.
But the gist of it is that she's like telling people what to do all day. And then she finds someone who's younger, like the less janitor, established. Yeah. He's like an intern. Yeah. And he tells her what to do. And she's like, he'll be like, go stand in the corner and face the wall. And she's like, oh.
Fucking Nicole it's Kidman, so who's like 5'11".
5'11".
She's so tall. And she's so tall.
Gotta be 60 at this point. She must be somewhere up there. And she looks, I mean.
Good looking woman.
She's gorge. She's gorge. But she also, her entire face has just been yeeted back, stapled back over the years, you can tell.
So. Yeah. Oh my God. You want to know why crazy, like, two beers in hot take before we close things out?
Do tell.
And I say this as a woman who is not married. Cool people don't have sex on their wedding night.
Because they're too drunk.
They're too tired.
They're too drunk and too tired.
Yes. No one has sex on their wedding night unless, like, you're a nerd.
Whoa. That's so true.
I don't know any.
No, I think that is a good take. I think that's a great take.
Yeah.
I think that makes perfect sense.
I say this as a person who is not there yet.
Right.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, buddy. But like, yeah, like, no, I don't know anyone. Everyone who's like, everyone's like, you know, we didn't have, like, they say it like they're like, am I a bad bride? Like, I didn't have sex, like, on my wedding night.
Passed out.
Like, I mean, the next morning, maybe.
Yeah. But like, honeymoon,
like,
certainly.
Or it's like, yeah, honeymoon. Like, but they're like, grandma was, you know, had to see grandma. Like, had to do all these, like, random things with people that were there from out of town. We had to do a brunch, like, early, like, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's expecting a lot to have that type of energy after a wedding. I didn't even really think about that.
Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah. It takes a lot of energy.
The one person I know who had sex on their wedding night. Oh, I know two.
Did they wait until their wedding night?
One of them did. The other had a dry wedding and also was similarly Christian.
Really?
And it was like the wedding was a Sunday thing that ended like 4.
Yeah.
And it was more of like a, oh, like, whatever.
Whoa.
But all the other ones,
I know both of the people you're talking about, I'm pretty sure.
You probably do. But all the other ones, they're like, we were too tired.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even like a, didn't make it any less special. They didn't.
Right.
But yeah.
But you're like, we've done this a billion times. Yeah. Like, why?
As a person who gets tired, I will be that, like, we will be in that same boat.
Dude, that's honestly why I hate hosting parties. Because I'm cashed and I gotta wait for the last person, the last party animal to leave.
How do you get somebody to leave a party that is like, how do you, like, what's a linger? How do you get a linger to leave? I think this leave.
Oh my gosh, so funny. I feel like you see that where, like, next morning, like the roommates are hanging out with the dude and he just won't leave or whatever. What do you do?
Yeah. Well, the Midwest, like, welp.
Well,
oh my God. I gotta get to the hardware store.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I'm getting tired, so I'm gonna probably turn in right about now. Yeah, I mean,
fuck that.
I mean, you kind of gotta nut up sometimes and be like, do you need an Uber? Do you need somebody? Like, are you okay to drive? Yeah.
Yeah, I can give you a ride. I do think if they're at your house, like, whatever, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Have a thing that you're obligated to do in the morning. I don't know.
Yeah, you can, or you can make it just super uncomfortable for them to stay at your house. Be like, I mean, you can stay, but I just have a couch and I have no blankets.
Yeah.
So
like, there
you
was
can sleep
like,
on the floor.
I remember one situation. It was like when I was still, my roommate was a very, very close friend. And it was when, it was like during May of 20. So it was like, we probably COVID. Weren't supposed to be doing stuff with people because it was COVID things, but we had. Our friend who was like living in California, a date like with like some guy who was like in the military, like was in the base of like up at Killeen or something. Uh-huh. And they were like, it was like outdoor dining, whatever. And so she was like trusted. He had like whatever means he had to get home. Like she didn't even ask because he was like so willing to come down to Austin. Like, I don't know. Like she was just like, okay, cool. Like, and so they had like started drinking, like because it was COVID. It was like, oh yeah, come back to the apartment. I was there, like Chris and all them. And we were just like, oh yeah, like let's have another drink. He like grabs my Jack Daniels from my bar cart, starts like pouring himself. Like he's starting to have quite a few drinks and we're like, okay, cool. Like finishes my bottle of Jack Daniels. I'm like, okay, fine. Like, and so we're kind of like, I think like, we were trying to like go to some sort of like we had to make a reservation for it, but Ashley was kind of like, oh yeah, so like when were you planning to head out? And he was like, oh, like I was just, you know, if things went well, I just assumed I could crash here. And we were like, oh, and so we had to like pretend
that
we're, like,
pisses me off.
It pissed, and so like we pretended.
You
so,
guys
like,
must have been. I mean, you were a little younger at that point,
and so,
too.
Like,
because
he
right?
knew that, like, so we were 26.
26,
like,
yeah.
So we knew that, like, but like the person that like Chris was friends with that was there, we were like, oh yeah, like we gotta like. These guys have to go home too. Like, it's we're so tired. We have to like go whatever. And like, I think, oh yeah, like Chris and like Bryce like orchestrated it. They're like, oh yeah, like I think the girls like we've got to go. And so like they like, but they didn't like live here. And so they were like fake leaving the apartment. And like, they're like, come on. They like herded this guy out, and they were trying to like find their way back into the apartment or whatever.
Oh,
and we
my
like
God.
All went to like get like drinks or something together.
Yeah.
But they were like staying like on the couch or whatever. But like, it was very like presumptive. We're kind of like, he's like, does he have a ride? Does he have a friend he's staying with? Because he was starting to like.
Was he a Hinge guy or a Tinder guy?
Hinge, like,
yeah,
lived
yeah,
in
yeah.
Clean, worked
See,
on the military
that's
base.
That's a freaking problem. That's insane.
Yeah. And like, the rules, the social norms with COVID were like very weird.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, a lot right. of dates were happening at people's house or like on their rooftop
right.
or something that like would typically be seen as like a shady date was like okay or even encouraged or seen as noble. During that weird, very, very weird period of time.
Yeah.
And people got weird. God, I'm so glad that is not that time.
People were so improperly socialized. It's so funny. And they still are. I think there's still a hangover of that a lot.
Yes. Those
yeah.
people need
Especially
to
with dating.
People
with gender
school.
Stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go to people school, people.
People school.
Woo. Oh, anyway.
On.
I think that's our episode.
I know. It's been
Why
so long.
Why do poly people always look like
Why do they look like that? Ask
know.
Yourself.
But I'm glad if TikTok is going out on any sort of thing, I'm glad it is with Drew's video. Anyway, everyone.
Okay.
Thanks for watching. We'll be back next time.
Yay.
I love you.
Bye.